Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 2. Welcome back to Everyday Endeavors. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you've checked your calendars recently, you know that it is the month of May. And the month of May is a big deal here at Everyday Endeavors. One, it is our 1 year anniversary. 1 year ago in this month, I posted the first ever Everyday Endeavor podcast entitled Intros of All Intros. Two, it is a month that I gave my life to God, that I said, take my life, God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. I did the whole salvation package 2 years ago, month of May, May 16th. And three, it is the month where I have the most time to prepare and, you know, ask God, what do you want me to do for your people? And he often gives me series to give you guys, which is great because it works well with my brain. So on that note, happy 1 year anniversary. Happy 2 years to me, and welcome to a new series. For the next 3 months, we are going to be learning about something imperative to the Christian faith. And if you don't know what imperative means, because I can hear my friend right now saying, yeah, doing big English. If you don't know what imperative means, search it up. Or it is something that you might find interesting, even though you might not believe in God. It is a concept that most Christians or non-believers do not pay attention to and don't really implement in their everyday lives. Or if they do, they don't really know what it's called. And when this concept is neglected, it actually places profound limitations on how we see, how we navigate, and even how we interact with the world around us. So if you've seen the podcast banner art, I know. It looks nice. Thank you. I actually did a survey on Instagram and over 30 people chose this one. So the consensus likes it. Yes, if you've seen the podcast banner art, you are probably well aware of what this series is about. But let's do a more formal introduction. This series is about, drum roll please, the armor of God. So in this episode, I'll be giving us an introduction to what the armor of God is and how this series is going to unfold in the next couple of months. So what is the armor of God? And this is a definition that I believe that the Holy Spirit gave me. The armor of God is a metaphoric illustration of spiritual armor pieces Christians put in defense of the spiritual battles we face daily. I'm going to repeat that. The armor of God is a metaphoric illustration of spiritual armor pieces Christians put in defense of the spiritual battles we face daily. The armor of God is something that God gave to Paul to write in the Bible so that we would have this concept. It's metaphoric armor pieces, you know, belt, shoe, all these things that you need when you're going into war, metaphoric armor pieces. And with each armor piece, it has a corresponding spiritual discipline or spiritual principle. So when we couple those together, he's just trying to show us how having this armor piece and its corresponding spiritual discipline, spiritual principle can help us win against this battle. Okay, you're probably wondering what battle. We'll get there. So in this series, we are going to be learning about each individual piece. I'm going to be defining them, breaking them down, and comparing it to its associated spiritual principle and how we can practically apply it in our everyday lives. Okay, so where does this concept come from? Where does the armor of God come from? Am I just making this up? Is this just nonsensical nonsense? No. The concept is actually derived from Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18, which says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and principalities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. If you're kind of like me, you like to understand the background of how things came to be. So before we can get into Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 18, before we can get into the whole concept of the armor of God, okay, what led up to it? In chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, like what led up to this specific verse? Why do we need the armor of God? Like why would God put this in the Bible? So here's a quick background of how we get to the armor of God. So in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 1, Paul is speaking to God's holy people in Ephesus. And we read then in chapter 2 how we used to be subject to sin, just like the world, obeying the devil, which made God very angry. But because of God's rich mercy and abundant love for us, he sent his son to die for our sins so that he could bring us back to him. And then Paul speaks of God's plan with Jesus' death. It says in Ephesians 3:6, and this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus. And then in Ephesians 3:10, we actually see the purpose of God's plan. It says, God's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Then when we go into chapter 4, we see a list that Paul provides that were gifts from Jesus to the church. It says in Ephesians 4:11-12, and verse 12 is very important, so please pay attention. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Verse 12, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Okay, so this is how I see it. Let me give you a summary of the summary. So before Jesus, we were subject to sin, right? And then God sent his son to die for us so that we could be reconciled with him. We could come back to we can come back to God. We can go into heaven and our sins are paid for. After his death and resurrection, Jesus finishes his purpose. So the gospel, the whole concept, he finishes his purpose. And then he even leaves us with gifts after. So I believe that we receive the armor of God as protection because the enemy does not want Christians to take on their full role as individual persons and their purpose, and as a collective, the body of Christ, aka the church. So when we look in Ephesians 4:12, how it says their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. The enemy works very, very hard to go against us, right? To go against us because he's afraid that if we step into our full role, if we actually take our responsibility and we do what God has called us to do, which is to equip God's people to do his work, we will depopulate hell. We will be snatching souls from hell day after day after day after day. And then we'll do it so much, if every single Christian actually does their calling, we'll do it so much to the point where when all of this is over, the only people in hell will be the devil and his demons. And that frightens the enemy because in John 10:10, it says that the devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. He's just trying to snatch us to go to hell. Through evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, etc., etc., the enemy tries to distract, discourage, and debilitate us to the point where we do not have the physical, mental, or even spiritual capacity to do what God has called us to do. if we're constantly distracted, if we're constantly discouraged, if we're constantly debilitated, it's hard for us to take on our responsibility to equip people. It's hard for us to take on our responsibility, go into the world, as Jesus said in Matthew 28, to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's very difficult to do that. And the enemy does not want us to take up our role because he is afraid that when we do, we'll actually make change. Thus, Paul teaches us through the armor of God how to continuously stand in a place of victory. In a place where no matter how many times you get attacked, you can still read your word. No matter how many times the enemy tries to discourage you, you can still fulfill purpose. No matter how many times your family is going against you, your friends are going against you, your school, your teachers, everything, your boss, everything is going against you, you still have the tenacity, the energy, and the courage to continue to fight the good fight. So Paul teaches us through the armor of God how to continuously stand in a place of victory when the evil day comes. And that's what brings us to our anchor scripture. This whole story of being sinners, God sending his son, and then God, Jesus giving us a gift, the enemy, like that gift being so powerful that it frightens the enemy, it threatens the enemy's livelihood, that God said, okay, for us to now continue in this fight, for my children to continue in this fight, I need to equip them with something so that they have the necessary things to continue to win. Which brings us to the armor of God, those six components of the armor pieces. So whether you believe it or not, there is a battle going on that we do not see. It is potent. If you don't know what that means, please search it up. It is potent, fighting for our everyday decisions. When you're home, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my gosh, I should definitely read my Bible right now. I should definitely spend time with God right now. And then something happens, you get distracted, and now you're on TikTok for the next 3 hours. Or you can have a conversation with your sibling, which can actually heal the wounds that both of you feel against each other. And something happens where they yell at you and you're like, I'm not talking to you. And now you're on TikTok all day, or you're distracting yourself. Our decisions are a fight between good and evil. Our flesh, everything, it's good and evil. It's a constant fight. And as the enemy is trying very hard, God is trying even harder. So the enemy tries with all of his might to drag us down with him. So God, in his infinite wisdom, knew this. He knew that we would struggle like this. He knew that there would be these powers against us. He prepared armor pieces so that his children would be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Does that make sense? Are you like kind of getting the significance, the history a little bit? Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes. Thank you. So with all this talking, what are the specific components that go into the armor of God? And yes, I did read it in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. But just to kind of make it plain, make it simple, what are they? We have the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness, shoes of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit. And then, although it's not specifically like part of the armor of God, it's something that Paul tells us that we should do, that we have to do, which is prayer. Thus, through this whole thing, understanding the principalities against us, understanding the significance of the decisions that we make, everything, I introduce Suited Up, a series on the armor of God, so that we Christians are able to learn, understand, and apply these principles to stand firm against the enemy in our everyday endeavors. It is then imperative, it is then important that we hone in, we understand, and we make these principles, we make the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness, the shoes of peace, shield of faith, etc., etc., a part of our lives. We make this principle our lived experience to combat the enemy daily and to stay aligned with God. So in the coming weeks, I will be deconstructing each armor piece so that we can both learn the significance, why we need to implement the armor of God in our lives, and how exactly we're supposed to apply it in practical, realistic ways. So I'm very excited. I'm like, now that I'm praying more often and I'm asking God to give me the zeal, the energy, the desire to do this, I'm very excited for what God's going to do in this series. because this isn't like last year, which last year was an amazing series called Summertime Success, and I definitely recommend you to listen to it. But this is different. This is something that you can, like, it don't matter if it's winter, it don't matter if it's autumn, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. You can apply this every single day because we need this every single day. So, if you know a little bit about Everyday Endeavors podcast, you know that we have a recommended section. This week, because it's the introduction of a series, it's not really going to be a recommendation. It's more of a suggestion. I suggest to you, my lovely viewer, to listen to the other podcast episodes. I suggest to you go through Summertime Success if you haven't already. And if you have and you liked it, please share it. I look forward to your comments on the things that I've already done. So please email me. Email everydayendeavors@gmail.com. It will be listed. And just tell me your opinions. Tell me your opinions on what you think. Yes, I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited. And I look forward to what God is going to do here. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply in your everyday lives. Now go live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. Bye!